This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All righty, here we go. It's hour number one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. General at your service. There's Broadus in his LSU three-quarter zip. Lucius Alexander is in the Pimp Cup at Master Control, feathering his nest, fixing to go five. Woolchuck is here. As you know, Chiafalo has morning show duties with Bobby Belt today and tomorrow. But you do have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And you can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. Okay, football Tashard Choice going to be the Lions head coach. What happened here, Brian? Was this a missed opportunity? Yeah.
Assistant head coach.
Assistant head coach?
Yeah. I think this was a little bit surprising to me, but he worked with Gibbs at Georgia Tech, right? That's where his connection is with the Detroit running backs, I think.
Yeah, that would make some sense.
So I think that's what it was. I know that there was some talk about potentially the Cowboys were interested in him, but he said, no, I'm going to go back to Texas, and they kind of considered that a win. You know, gave him a little bit more money.
Yeah, he got himself a raise.
He's a really good recruiter. And so they felt like that they kind of dodged that, but evidently Dan Campbell and that group up there is like made a big push. Kind of wish the Cowboys would have got him as a running back coach here, but you know, like I say, give the Lions a little credit for getting that one done.
So all the stories that I'm reading say he's still the running backs coach, but he's assistant head coach.
I think so.
Man, that's pretty cool.
I think so.
I think you know, he's got a lot of what you would look for in a head coach. Apparently he's been a heck of a recruiter. You know, not necessarily a high energy guy, but he can be an inspiring speaker, you know, and that's why he's been so popular down there at UT. And of course, at UT, you're working with Sarkisian. I just love to have some of that perspective and some of that creativity in the building. So best of luck there to the former Cowboys running back, Tashard Choice.
Seems like a miss. I mean, hopefully the Cowboys' new running backs coach is awesome.
Yeah.
But you would have loved to have brought that guy in, and maybe it did. It came down. I think it did come down to money personally, and then Texas, they've got all the money in the world, so they go ahead and keep him. But the Lions must have had a hell of an offer to get him away from the Longhorns.
Yeah.
Some of the top stories out there, the Jets making their splitting with Aaron Rodgers official. We'll have more on that later. NFL News Today. The NBA has scrapped their Steph Curry, Sabrina Ionescu shootout around the All-Star game. LPGA confirming some pace changes. There's going to be a new one-shot penalty if you're taking too much time. That's never really bothered me, but I know that's been a topic here of late. And the Kings signed former number one overall pick Markelle Fultz. There's a blast from the past name. But here with the Mavs, fantastic win last night to pull that out. No lead is safe with their inability to rebound and their propensity for turnovers. But Kyrie Irving was flat out amazing last night. At one point made three threes in 42 seconds, then got the ball back and nearly put one in from the logo. He was 7 of 10 from three. He out-Steph Curried Steph Curry who is only 4 of 13 from beyond the arc. And then Kyrie takes the game-winning charge against Jimmy Buckets.
He sure does. He sure does. And Dawson, I want to give you some credit on something. You're the one guy that's kind of said, no, I'm hanging in.
Yeah.
I'm going to hang in. And last night I was watching college tape, and a notice came on my phone. It said, start of the fourth. And I'm like, you know what?
Check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
They're up 10.
Yeah,
12.
I just wanted to see how it was going to end, how they're going to close this game out. Kind of wish I'd stayed with the whole game.
It was great from the beginning.
And I just was like, God dang, why did I not? But you've said, no, I'm not giving up. Not giving up on these guys. I give you credit for that.
They're playing hard. Kyrie Irving is one of the most entertaining and one of the best players in the game. And he showed you last night. I don't know how long he's going to be able to hold up. He goes 40-plus minutes again. Afterwards, saying plain and simple, if I'm putting my body on the line, we all have to. For me, that same sentiment and feeling, whatever it takes to win. Guy with a bad back at maybe 180 pounds. Takes the charge against a 240-pounder there. I think
the guy was coming downhill too, wasn't he?
These guys deserve it.
Pants and everything.
It's unfortunate that it's happening in these circumstances because, it is a really interesting storyline. And I find the game's actually more interesting right now as they're trying to figure out how are we going to get anything done without a real center.
That's the deal. And I think this is where I missed the boat, and you were on the boat, is that the games are interesting. How are they going to navigate not having any centers? How are they going to close games? How are they going to score? Who's going to bring? Who's in on the clutch time, crunch time, whatever you want to call it? Who's in for that?
Yeah,
the games are interesting. I mean, I hated the other night against the Kings how it ended. But
you could see that coming.
Man, it was just
that was brutal. Once they put Sabonis and Valanciunas in there,
it was
and
hard.
Gafford was out.
Had
no hope.
But hey, when you could beat the Warriors, I don't care if they're a 500 team right now, it's still.
Yeah,
those guys have got Steve Kerr and that crew. They've got big-time players.
They're devastated today. They consider that a horrible win. Maybe they overlooked you. It seemed like Steve Kerr was maybe frustrated already. He was toxic in the game.
So that kickball
toxic
thing.
Afterwards.
I've never seen Steve Kerr get that livid. But how about a guy like Brandon Williams?
Yes.
Giving you double figures off the bench? You've got guys that are just stepping up. And the Max Christie trade.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what this is. This is the Max Christie trade for me.
So far.
He's been absolutely
looking
phenomenal.
Looking for Max Christie?
15, 23, 15, and 7. Plus, he's been awesome defensively for you. He has been unbelievable. Clay, of course, has been good every time they've played the Warriors. That's emotional.
He takes
for
it
him.
Personal there.
He does. And he stepped up and was really, really good, especially setting the tone early. But I just expected them to get dominated on the boards. And they did. I mean, overall, they got out-dominated 50-39. But they held their own in some crucial moments of the game, even being severely undersized. So that was a gutty, gritty effort. Huge time win for the Mavs. I get it. We can be frustrated and ticked off with that front office. But this team, those players, they still deserve the love and the support.
Yeah.
And they went out and played their hearts out last night.
Dawson.
Playing for pride,
playing
with 100% effort. I think it's everything. And playing as a team, it's everything that fans say they want to see in a basketball product. I get it if the Luka thing was just a deal breaker for you. But there were a lot of fans there at the AAC last night that were supporting them quite well. And there was a lot of fun things to watch, including, I don't know if you guys saw this, but what was the stain on Jimmy Butler's shorts? It looked like maybe pregame he had a blowout, didn't have time to properly clean up. Maybe he needed some wipes because down in the area was a rather large stain.
Big time.
That was getting more and more clearly visible as the game wore on.
He straight up pooped himself.
He might have.
That had to have been he needed to rewipe and he didn't.
Yeah.
Man, I did not notice that.
Oh, how the team needed him.
Do you think I was thinking, usually with that, because I've had the same thing happen, but not the poop part.
Yeah.
Sat on a chocolate bar, like one of those, like for when you're at a game, and it's
I can
like,
see that.
And all of a sudden, it's like you're sitting in the locker room.
Yeah.
And I sat on a chocolate bar wrapper. And it got on my pants, and it looked like a bad situation. And I almost had to go to the rain pants.
Yes.
How many people did you tell? It's just a chocolate bar.
I tried. I tried. Like, there were people. There were people asking me, and I didn't notice it until, somebody in the locker room said, Broadus, what happened to your pants? Yeah. And I was looking at my pants, and then they have these full-length mirrors in locker rooms, and I turned and looked, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Was it right in the middle?
It was right in the middle. I sat. Because there was somebody had eaten one of those, like a power bar, chocolate bar thing, and the wrapper, and I sat
Maybe
on
Ruth.
The wrapper.
Uh huh.
And just, woo. Yeah, I would admit if I pooped my pants.
I think they're in Houston tonight. I imagine Jimmy Butler's asleep because they didn't get into like 3 in the morning or something like that. Steve Kerr was hot about that in the postgame, but I tweet him that excuse. He's going to want to have that excuse handy for postgame tonight.
That's all that damn coffee he'd be drinking. You see him with the double espressos and everything.
Yeah. He owns a really cool shop, doesn't he, though, down in Miami?
He does. He sells coffee to teammates for $20 a pop. And his Instagram story had him visiting, to Lucius' point, like a lot of different coffee stops.
How old is he?
And DFW.
He's an older 35. Man. Yeah, see, you can't be.
He needs it.
You can't be messing around with the farce, bro, when you get that age.
Yeah, Big Face is his coffee brand.
Gotta be careful. Your body.
Poopy pants.
Yeah.
Well, fans were pretty quiet last night. Not many disruptions of the telecast. Yeah. I saw a couple of pictures and viral videos of people with T-shirts and stuff, but not really anything audible. I think in the end, the polite people of DFW won out. Maybe those that had been kicked out didn't want to go back. They felt like they'd had their say, or they didn't want to spend the money just to go to get kicked out. But I saw a writer from D Magazine, Alex Kelly, this afternoon, coordinating with Ralph Strangis and MFFLs across Twitter to buy 44 tickets for fans to let the front office know this isn't over. So round two might be spinning up as we speak.
They come back against New Orleans after the break.
Yeah.
So they got Miami tonight. They go on break. And then they got New Orleans coming back. And then they go on the road, I think, against Golden State. And then the Lakers are in that mix somewhere, too.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got the Laker game looming in 12 days.
And the final game of the season is Lakers as well, which could be incredible drama if you need it for a play-in win and Luka's out there. Did you see Luka not get back on defense last night?
Oh, they're already complaining about that. Did. Like the whole he stopped and the whole team stopped with him.
LeBron's just like kind of jogging and trying to keep up with these three guys, and he turns around and he's like, "Where's the rest of the team?" And they're all watching Luka complain. And you're gonna get used to that. I mean, that is one of the things that certainly we did have an issue with.
He made some incredible plays last night, behind the
passes, and you can see the bench because it's the first time they've seen all this live, and the bench is just oohing and awing, like, "Oh my gosh!" Just in it, yeah. He is incredible.
But they got the full Luka experience last night. They did lose to the Jazz. So, that Lakers storyline is going to be fascinating. And they might be very well playing for something quite significant as they get towards the end of the season. Still no real strong updates on Anthony Davis. I just need something solid to keep my optimism that this team could come back together like the ultimate transformer late in the year, Brian.
Man, even people in the organization have gone kind of quiet on me about that. We'll see how it plays.
Okay. Another angle from Brad Townsend posted on Twitter says, probably not a popular take at all, but Jason Kidd and his staff coached their asses off last night have been throughout this brutal season. I feel Brad's pain, you know, trying to be positive about anything that the Mavs are doing, you know, can be, met with some real discomfort and pain. I'm a guy that doesn't like to worry too much about what I can't control or over spilled milk. So now that that's over, you know, I'm compartmentalizing. I'm looking at the team. I'm looking for signs. I'm checking out Max Christie and how this thing is coming along. I'm hoping they get healthy. But on the other hand, I am wondering. You know, I'm hoping Jason Kidd doesn't leave because he's a hell of a coach. And the coaching staff did a hell of a job once again. I mean, to get the team to the conference finals 3 years ago, to get to the finals, the adjustments that they've made. But I think more than ever right now, you know, you can appreciate the quality of Jason Kidd. And I'm feeling like right now I would leave if I was Kidd, because this is one of those situations where I think the owner's going to run it into a cliff. You know, his smile in public really says it all. He's clueless. You know, he should be showing humble shame right now. Yeah. But this, to me, this week felt like the Gilbert era in Washington.
Yeah,
where dude just needs to get out, right? But he doesn't realize how bad of a job that he's doing, and he makes up for it by just pretending it's all good and the fans are haters. You know, like. So I'm seriously looking at Patrick DeBont right now as possibly one of the worst owners in sports. And if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm probably looking for a life raft to get out of here after what happened. Unless I'm complicit in it all.
Worst owner or just lacks experience or awareness?
Well, yeah, that. Yeah, I don't know when he's going to figure it out. Well, and he might not ever.
He might have just figured it out by what he just did.
I mean, might not be very good. I think when you look at the history of his business ventures, they have not been very successful.
Yeah.
And he's certainly married into the right family.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, and Vegas Bob Vulgaris, put him in an absolute body bag. We'll have that audio coming up for you a little bit later on.
Okay, this is perfect because Matt Barnes also did the same thing.
Okay, sweet.
So we'll get to that maybe later in the expressway if we have some time for Rim.
We're jumping him.
Yes, the narrative is shifting. The narrative is shifting from blame Nico to holy crap, this was actually a Patrick Dumont operation, and he might be the worst. Like, Ralph Strangis wrote this great column about, hey, Miriam Adelson, you have to take the Mavs away from Patrick Dumont before he not only ruins the team, breaks the relationship with the fans, but check this out, his angle, how are you going to get votes for your sports gambling now?
That's
any elected official in North Texas isn't going to support you.
That's a good tremendous point.
That's a really good point.
You're going to go try to take on legislation that would be a historic decision without the support of every single Mavs fan in Congress.
Now you got spiteful, angry fans that are just going to go ahead and make sure you don't get what you want, even if they are maybe in favor of it.
Yeah. So I think it is a great point, and I hope that the Adelson family is carefully looking at Dumont right now and saying, man, maybe this guy isn't the best for the job. Maybe we should find a governor with a ton of NBA basketball experience while we learn on the job, like we thought we were going to do with Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Right? Like, hey, Cuban's going to build this buffer zone. But Dumont came in there immediately and just dropped the hammer, and Cuban was gone. And, you know, now we're picking up the pieces. Dallas Wings are coming to KFAA Channel 29, free women's basketball TV. This KFAA era is nice. You got a lot of good games coming up. Congrats to TCU last night. They beat Oklahoma State on a kind of a Christian Laettner-like shot in the final second.
Full court pass, right?
Yes. The Rangers have signed another potential bullpen piece. Is it a JT Chargois? Is that how I say that? I'm not quite sure.
I didn't know how the last pronunciation was either. I think I would have said the same thing, Chargois.
Chargois, 34-year-old sinker slider guy, had a 3.0 ERA over the last couple of years, but he has been very limited by injuries. Alex Bregman going to the Red Sox in a big contract. We're off and running here. It's the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag Day is coming up at 2:30. Little Chuck Wagon next. Well, Chuck, what do you say?
Okay, with this draft day, trade gets you excited, and a big question for each NFL team heading into the offseason.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's next?
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here at 2:30, bottom of the hour. It's time for a Chuck Wagon. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels. Get a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. Here's Wolchuk with that Chuck Wagon.
Shout out to Micah Parsons. He's putting some pressure on the front office. He was at Make-A-Wish out there today for an event, and I've seen several articles come out now from Patrick Walker, DallasCowboys.com, our buddy Nick Harris with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and he said, look, on the current state of his contract, he doesn't want to be looking around and seeing other teams go out there and add players. He did say it's good. And moving forward, I do think there might be some traction getting this deal done. They have conversations all the time, said Micah. There's definitely a plan in place, but we'll see how everything goes. There's been no progress yet, but I'm pretty confident that something will happen. So we'll see. I did see a fun NFL.com mock.
That would be a surprise, by the way, Wolchuk.
What, if he got a deal done this offseason? Well, it'd be against kind of what the Cowboys usually do.
Yeah, but I like his approach to it. Like, the deal's going to get done. I have confidence. Let's not make a big deal out of this, guys. Like, it will be a story when the Cowboys actually don't do a contract and they're past the deadline. But until then, I just assume they're either being lazy or it's their form of negotiation.
Yeah. It would be counter to what we've seen the Cowboys do,
yeah,
how they've handled business. But
they're going to let it get like 72 hours out, and they're like, oh, you want a contract?
Oh, it's deadline?
Wow, it's going to expire here soon. Well, let's make you the highest paid of your position. Sound good? Okay, cool.
Deadlines make deals, but yeah. Mike said, quote, I want to see us be aggressive in free agency. And the big question from ESPN today, they said NFL offseason's for every team. Cowboys' question is, how do they close the gap on the Eagles? Now, it seems today that the gap is very, very wide, but a big-time offseason would help do that. Now, our buddy Todd Archer did say, quick reminder, NFC East has not had a repeat champ since 03-04. We did see the Eagles have a little bit of a Super Bowl regression after they were able to get there just a couple of years ago. And then I think the year after they won the Super Bowl in 2017, they might have missed the playoffs entirely the following season. So the Super Bowl hangover can be pretty real if you're not the Kansas City Chiefs. But the health is important. Obviously, you need to keep Dak and CD healthy. And then the Cowboys are going to have to do more than just hope on improvement from within in the draft. They need a proven pass rusher,
yeah,
opposite Micah. They need a number two receiver opposite CD Lamb. They got to add to the offensive line. They need to maybe keep Osa and Jordan Lewis. And they also need to be surgical in free agency to try and find maybe, if it is low budget, but productive type of players.
I mean, okay, so last time they won the Super Bowl, they went 9-7, 9-7, 4-11, 9-8 before they have gone into this 14-11-14 mode. So wow. My guess would be, Wolchuk, they're not going to continue to break the bank. They got their second Super Bowl in 7 years, and now they're like, okay, this buys us some time to get our cap back in order. If Howie continues to borrow from the future and just adds $100 million avoidable years every year, then I will stand corrected, but I don't think they'll play that hand like that indefinitely.
I think you're right. Yeah. It feels
like it's cyclical.
Yeah, like it feels foolish for me to say like that we just saw them in dominant fashion win the Super Bowl. But I would think when we start to talk about this and we're making our predictions for the season in September, I think the Eagles are probably due for a little bit of a regression. Like, how many of these key components on the defense can they keep? They're not going to be able to keep Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Zach Bond, all of their dudes, right? Some of them are going to end up leaving. Maybe they feel better, good about how they'll be able to attack the draft. Maybe they think, oh, we can go find another Zach Bond in this free agency. Who knows? But I do think when it comes to one of these things that Todd said in the ESPN article, find a pass rusher opposite Micah Parsons. And Dan Parr, who is a draft strategist for NFL.com, had a mock draft today. He's got the Browns at second overall taking Abdul Carter, the edge out of Penn State. But then with the 12th overall pick, he's got them back on the clock because the Cowboys have traded their first-round pick this year. They also did have to give up their first-round pick next year, but they've got Myles Garrett to pair with Micah Parsons. Now, in that slot, Browns do take Ashton Jeanty. So they come away with Abdul Carter and Ashton Jeanty. That's pretty damn amazing. But from a Cowboys perspective, you now have two of the top five best defensive players in all of football.
Your offense is broken. I mean, Dak Prescott against good competition first eight games of the season was certifiably below average.
Very bad.
You got to protect yourself. You got to get him a runner. You got to get him another target. No disrespect to the defense, but I'm looking at Sam Williams and Marshawn Nealon as, you know, my guys, right? And we'll try to add a few veterans, but we can't be spending any premium prospects on defense again or assets until our offense is fixed. And there's just so much work to be done over there.
I just weirdly have so little confidence right now on the offensive side of the football. Like, I want to be able to run the ball. And if you draft a runner, if you draft an offensive lineman, I can see an argument to be made, like, let's build this defense. Like, this team's going to win with running the football and having a great defense. And let's build around Micah Parsons. And if you have, because I don't know that Dak Prescott's, he hasn't proven to carry you to where you want to go.
Sure.
And now with the limitations, maybe with the mobility.
Yeah.
That's even more reason to where, like, I don't know that I care as much about trying to just build premium weapons around Dak. I want the offensive line to be good. I want to be able to run the football. But maybe just having the best damn defense that I can have and the idea of Micah and Myles Garrett together, my goodness gracious, that would just put fear in every offensive coordinator before they're getting ready to play the Cowboys.
Did Philadelphia's defense carry in this year to the Super Bowl? Because their quarterback didn't have to be as great as maybe in some years past.
Yeah, their defense was so much better than it was a year ago, and they ran the football.
Yeah.
I mean, they do have two stud receivers, don't get me wrong. Sure, they do.
Sure.
But Saquon went crazy.
But they took a lot of pressure off that quarterback, didn't they?
Yes. And I think that's kind of what I would...
With their defense, you think?
Like, if I was building right now, I don't want Dak to have the pressure of being the dude anymore. I want to take that out of his hands. I want to try and get the best running game
I can.
So you
want to make Micah the dude?
Yeah. And who's my best player? Yeah. It's Micah Parsons. Let me build around him.
As good as their defense was in the last three games, they gave up 22, 23, and 22. And I know that 22 against Kansas City might be a little bit misleading, but I think if you go out there and hold teams to 22 and 23 points, Dak ain't getting there. That would be my counter to that.
I think, like, when you watch those games, the turnovers really is what changed the games. Like, the two big turnovers early against Kansas City, I think they forced four turnovers against Washington. Like, sometimes that stuff can be misleading. I hear what you're saying. Like, you can't just – I'm not going to ignore the offensive side of the football. But I wonder if that's a strategy moving forward the Cowboys would be interested in.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you can make this football team better. I think right now it's – incredibly boring and frustrating watching their offense go out there. And it's been declining towards bad for 3 years now.
Yeah.
And I look at how much better Dak was over the last 5 years with Tyron Smith. He's in there. You're pretty dang good. He's out of there. You have no chance of scoring. So I need this left tackle fixed if we're going to be serious about competing for a playoff spot or getting back to where the Eagles were. You know, and on top of that, I need running back. I need defensive tackle. I need so much stuff. I can't give up two ones for a 28-year-old pass rusher.
Yeah. I mean, hey, the one next year, if I could avoid that, I would. At 12, I'd give that up. There's nobody that's going to make an impact like Myles Garrett to me.
This sounds very much like what we went through with Joey Galloway. All of a sudden, you give up the 18th pick, and then the following year, it turns into the 7th overall pick. So you went backwards. Instead
Ouchie.
Of, yeah. It's just – it's. It's kind of got that little bit of a vibe, I mean, to it, if you were thinking about it.
Because
I don't know if necessarily this team's going to be better. I just don't feel that well.
Yeah. They might not be. Yeah.
We'll take a look at an NFL draft big board report. I have NFL player comps for the top 20 prospects coming at you here at 240. Brian, time now for the G-Bag of the day. Into the Pimp Cup.
Check.
Here's Lucius.
Check. All right. What a hell of a time on the timeline it is, bro. What a hell of a time it is to be alive. Oh, my God.
2025 is just...
Wow, man. We are here.
Drunk.
We are living in some history. Okay, this particular piece of audio stole the show the other day. It snuck one by. It wasn't even supposed to win. I was just going to play a little hit, see if they can guess who this guy was. And they was like, no, we're going to vote for that one. So here it is, our winner. And champ, it comes from the Fan After Dark. My man Fred, he was making fun of someone on the fan text, and I guess he used what he thought was their voice.
From the 214, who said AD is out for the season? Pump the brakes, fellas. Calm down. A lot of basketball left.
Calm down.
That was good.
Yeah.
You never know what can win.
Never know.
Clearly.
Struck a mood.
Clearly. All right, let's go to WSFA. It's in Alabama, a news station in Alabama. Weatherman right here. He's broadcasting, and he has the station's Facebook Live open at the same time.
Oh, no.
And there's people in there trolling his hairline. And he's had about enough of it.
That new tornado watch includes all of Alabama except for the Wiregrass. Here, I'll show it to you. Josh Nichols says, why yo hairline go so far back? Because I have to deal with idiots like you on a regular basis.
Ooh, yeah.
Every single day that the good Lord wakes me up, and I'm so appreciative that he does,
I end up
encountering someone with an IQ south of room temperature who gets on these Facebook Lives and trolls people.
Yeah.
But don't worry, Joshua. I'm going to block you as soon as this is over. So that is one less receding hairline millimeter that I'll have to worry about next time. By the way, 99% of the people on this Facebook Live are not like him. They're awesome people. Thank you for being awesome. But the trolls, the know-it-alls.
The know-it-alls.
The know-it-alls.
So Josh Nichols, head on to bed. Mom's going to be mad at you if you don't. Two things. Block Josh Nichols. Coming for you. And the guy who keeps posting about anyone looking for a work from home job, you are going to have one last Facebook page to post on in about 30 seconds. You yourself are going to be looking for a work from home job.
Yes. We got to read the chat more often, dude.
Work from home. Oh my God, there's so many bots in the chats.
Yeah. There's a lot. Like yesterday, I saw it getting flooded.
So many bots in the chats, man. It's ridiculous. You don't know what to believe.
No. Can't let him troll you, though.
No.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yesterday was a church day. I pray that you got a blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And shout out to that dude in the gym who invited me to his church. I let him get us like some. I was on the bench. He's like, can I work in? Because it was packed in there. Yeah, for sure. We got to talking a little bit. My man said, man, you got to come to my church, man. There's some hoes in there. You got to come on out Sunday, bro. Like, what? There's some hoes in there.
Yeah, especially the late morning service. Oh, you know?
God. That's
you got to sleep it off first.
That's your sales pitch. There's some hoes in there. I was like, all right, I'll see you Sunday, fam.
You got me.
Yeah, you got me. All right, this pastor right here at Abundant Faith, he's doing the Lord's work in saving the people that need to be saved.
Tell your neighbor they ain't like us. We've been trying to make excuses for why we do what we do. Do you all know why we do what we do at Abundant Faith? Because some of y'all been preached out the street. If you've been preached out of the streets, you used to be a drug dealer. Come up here.
No.
Oh, no.
No, move fast. See? This is why we do what we do. If you used to be a drug dealer, come to this church. If you had an abortion, if you had a baby out of wedlock, come to this church. If you had a divorce, see, if you used to smoke weed, y'all get it on camera. See, I'm not called to everybody, and they dancing. They not like us. We're not First Missionary Baptist Church from the west side of Charlotte. We are Abundant Faith, people that's been called out of darkness into the marvelous light. They not like us. You cuss us out, you might get pistol whipped.
Oh, my God.
They didn't let the GDs in the door. Cut it. We got GDs come here.
Oh no.
We got ex-bloods come here.
Oh no.
Y'all ain't saying nothing. We got folks that smell like hookah. They not like us.
Man, it's a church for the streets. They're abundant faith.
Yeah, I cut out like 38 seconds of before he even got to that point. It was still good, but I was just like, I don't have the time to do it. It was so damn good.
Sound like he's got a good command. Get your attention.
He had a Lions hoodie on.
In Charlotte?
It was just a sloppy hoodie too. It wouldn't even fit. It was just sloppy. We got GDs up in here. We got Vice Lords up in here. Grape Street Crips up in here. And he said, come on up here. Get the camera. Like, no, man, let me call my name out like that. We got any drug dealers in here? Come up to the front. Nah, I'm not coming up to the front, bro. What are you talking about?
Shout yourself.
Is this the CIA?
Yeah.
This is not one.
Winner.
It's not. But RIP to Beat King. He's a producer and artist out of Houston. He passed last year. This mom caught her kid singing a little Beat King song. Just think the word is pusillanimous. How about that? Help you out.
Kalia! What are you saying?
He's scared of the
Stop saying that. Stop. Don't say that.
Stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Around that age, dude, they start repeating stuff.
Uh-oh.
It gets quite adventurous. You never know what they might be hearing. Little
Yikes.
Kalia with a potty mouth on
Yikes.
Her.
He's scared of it. Whoa.
All right, what do you say? Time to vote?
Yeah.
Fred Davis making fun of a fatty. Is it WSFAA Alabama got trolled by the chat? Abundant faith pastor saving people? Or Kalia there with the potty mouth? I think that's going to be my vote, Lucius. How about you?
Abundant faith.
We'll check.
I'm going to go with the chat pulling that guy off sides.
Brian?
I'm going to go with the chat as well.
By a score of 2-1-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's the weatherman at WSFA in Alabama. NFL Draft Big Board Report time. We have NFL player comps for the top 20 prospects. NFL News Today is coming up at 3, and then Dave Raymond's going to join us at 3:20. We'll be talking Rangers here on your home of the 2023 World Series champions, and we're back in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. We were just talking about the weatherman getting triggered by the chat. I'm here just trying to hold off on the 580 over here on the text. Might come after you next break a little bit, sir. Thanks for listening, by the way. Nick Harris posting another Micah Parsons quote. He was talking at the Make-A-Wish Foundation with the kids and talking football. Earlier we had the quote, he's confident that a deal is going to get done. There's a plan in place and everything. But this one is better. Putting the pressure on the front office that we need the good players, the legends, everybody in the media and the fans to get on the same page with this one. Micah Parsons, a quote from Nick Harris, I don't want to sit back and watch other teams build and us stay the same. I want to see us become aggressive and get some impact players that will make an impact. I love that because it sets an expectation. And it spells out for the fans, hey, you can't let, Jerry and Steven just do their same old thing and then tell you we're a contender and blame it on Dak when we don't score enough points. This is the exact type of thing that we need. Do you think Jerry and Steven might listen to it if they're heading in that direction a little bit? I would hope so. I don't think you're going to tell either of those guys what to do with their money, but maybe if enough legends and current players voice it, they'll have no other choice but to go for it because the fan base is going to cross their arms and sit on their butts until you follow through with what a lot of people are saying it's going to take. You just saw, the Eagles get the job done again with a quarterback that yours is at least good as. We've seen Brock Purdy get to the Super Bowl. We've seen Jimmy Garoppolo go to the Super Bowl. I love what Micah Parsons is doing. I hope the Jones family listens, Brian.
We've seen some legends of the past be outspoken. Yep. Troy Aikman has been pretty outspoken about some things. Michael Irvin could be outspoken. Emmitt, we got that firsthand, last week when we had a chance to sit down with him. Darren Woodson, guys like that, I don't think they listen to their legends. You know, I think we're asking them to do something that they, you know, yeah, Jerry says, oh, I talk to a lot of people, and I'm sure he does talk to Troy and, you know, Emmett and Michael and those guys. And, you know, if they're saying the same thing that they're saying in public, and they've been saying this for a while now, too.
Well, Troy has, but Michael and Emmett just started talking after the Green Bay loss in the way that they have taken the tone.
I've never seen Emmett talk in this way.
Yeah.
You know, Michael, though, could be, but I just kind of feel like that there's those guys come out and they say, like, hey, Jerry, you're kind of living on, you know, you're living on our coattails from the past. And
yeah,
I don't think he's listening to him.
I don't think so either. And he said as much. Yeah, he has said as much when he's been asked about it.
Yeah, I don't, you know, but like, you know, but I think Jerry is more likely to listen to a Bill Parcells or a Bill Belichick or Barry Switzer.
We don't need them to listen. We just need them to pay attention.
No, but that's what I'm saying, though. But somebody telling them, you know, it's great that the former players are saying that, but the problem is maybe you get a Barry Switzer telling Jerry, like, nah, man, you're doing fine.
Yeah.
Don't let all those people get to you. You know, you're running this team the way, you know, you get people that are telling him that everything's good.
And these people are ones that won in the 90s.
Sure.
You know, the game has changed significantly. The salary cap approach that they took worked quite well from about 2000 to 2012 or so. That was an era of, hey, wild card teams winning the Super Bowl. This is crazy. Yeah. Because once you got in, seeds 1 through at that time 6 weren't that different. Now the best teams are clearly separating themselves by eliminating all their weaknesses. You can't run into a trying to get the Super Bowl, at least in the NFC. In the AFC, you have Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes leading more flawed teams than what's getting it done in the NFC. The NFC is the best super team wins regardless of who their quarterback is.
Right, and they made the commitment to go ahead and say, hey, Dak's our guy. We believe he's good enough. They paid him a bunch of money. So there's really no excuse to not then look at the landscape of the NFC for every reason you just gave. It is the more winnable conference. It is the conference that is there for the taking and really has been for the last 4 years. And they've kind of missed the mark on not going with the Eagles formula of, yeah, maybe I look up and in 2032, I've got like $100 million in cash that I've pushed into the future. Does anybody give a damn when they're hoisting the Vince Lombardi trophy at the end of the year?
No.
No, they don't.
No,
so it's worth it.
They'll forgive you. I mean, so many people are around right now still because of the Super Bowls you won in the 70s and the 90s. They'll give you decades. They just want to taste, you know, the top of the mountain every now and then.
Like, we hear the stories from Jerry when he's on with Sean and RJ and KNC talking about 30 years ago and all the successes they had. It'd be so awesome to hear a 2025 story.
Yeah, it would, man. It would be incredible. And I think if you get one, like the Eagles are showing you, try your best to get one a decade, you know, and fans are going to be crotch first and chins up for a long time on the tail end of that. But right now, when the Eagles fans start talking, as a Cowboys fan, you don't have anything to holler back at all. It's just be quiet and go away, because if you try to engage in a debate, you don't have enough ammo. And that's what this Jones family has done to this fan base. NFL Draft Big Board Report. This is NFL player comps for the top 20 picks. Which one do you want to see the Cowboys take at 12? We go to Pro Football Focus for this content right here. Travis Hunter, the first player, number one rated player, or number two, according to most people. Champ Bailey here is the comp, going with a cornerback there. Brian, do you like the Champ Bailey comp for Travis Hunter or somebody else?
I'll tell you what, though, that's pretty solid right there. And, you know, Champ is one of these guys that you look at the cover ability, the ability to stay connected, the ball skills. A lot of things to like about Champ Bailey. That's a pretty solid comparison right there to that kid.
I didn't know he had 700 yards receiving in his final year at Georgia. Champ Bailey did.
Champ Bailey was the Bailey brothers were outstanding at Georgia, but Champ especially.
Number two, Abdul Carter. Is the best comp for him just Micah Parsons? Is it that easy?
I think he's more like Verse from Florida State, who we just saw in this.
He's faster.
Yeah.
He's more explosive.
Maybe a little bit more explosive, but I kind of feel like if you look at the size and the length and his ability to get off the football the way he does, I think he's more Verse than really anything.
Because he can set the edge and is a better run defender than what Micah is right now.
Tet McMillan at Arizona, number three player, a wide receiver. He's 6'5", 210, draws the comp of A.J. Green, the former Bengal great here.
I watched him and felt like I was watching some Mike Evans to his game. The size matches. He's probably not quite as fast when it comes to the vertical speed, but the deep ball catches everything. It doesn't appear like he's the fastest dude on the field, yet he's running slippery routes to find separation easily. I think he's a mix between Drake London and Mike Evans. AJ Green was a unique body type. Yeah. And Tet McMillan's a little bit more filled out.
I feel like Tet McMillan's more dynamic, where A.J. Green was speed and height. And McMillan's the kind of guy where he's kind of got those Dez traits where he'll come back to the ball, he'll spin, he'll beat a guy, he'll muscle a guy. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of stuff that I've seen from my limited study of McMillan that I really would love to see on the Cowboys. Number four is the defensive tackle at Michigan, Mason Graham. The comp there, we got to go back to the 90s for Leroy Glover. Brian, you like that comp?
Yeah, Leroy Glover, I had a chance in Pro Personnel to bring him over to the Cowboys, and he made me look great on that day. I mean, he played on some not-so-great teams, but he was a great player. I think, to me, Leroy Glover was a smaller guy. This is a 320-pound guy.
A big dude.
Yeah, super Leroy Glover light. Is smaller, but you talk about the quickness. I think that Graham has more power. But the overall quickness to get off the football, I think that Leroy Glover is much better than Graham. But their body types are completely different.
We go to number five, Ashton Jeanty, the running back that's on the tip of everybody's tongue. The comp there, I don't know if this even applies. I wouldn't even think about this. Alvin Kamara? Is he that kind of a player?
He's not as explosive as Alvin Kamara. I don't know that I quite see that as a comp.
Is he good out of the backfield like that?
He is good out of the backfield.
Would you consider him, like, if you watch Kenneth Walker play in Seattle?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the same, like, thickness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thickness to him, 5'9", 215, that type of body, that type of player.
Able to roll off defenders. Yeah,
bounce off guys, stuff like that, make people miss. I thought he was more of Kenneth Walker than he was that.
We're doing player comps for the top 20 prospects. Pro Football Focus has put it together for it, getting our draft guys' thoughts on what they've done here. Will Johnson's a corner we talked about quite a bit yesterday. 6'2", 205, and they go with Patrick Surtain, defensive player of the year. Is he that good?
No, he's not that good. He's good, but he is not that. He is not to that level. I mean, this kid plays more off coverage. You know, Patrick Surtain, when you watched him play, he was a man cover guy. And so him and Joe Horn in that area, you know, you kind of felt like one was a gambler, one was really a solid, just every down player, was not going to make mistakes.
Boring was the phrase used to, like, his tape was, because nobody threw him the ball and he was always in position and he was a technician.
I think there's some JC Horn to this guy's game than but without the gamble. But you know, some of the things that he does technique wise.
Let's go to Tennessee, where James Pierce Jr. has been rushing the passer. They have flashbacks to Randy Gregory at Nebraska. Is James Pierce Jr. a guy we should be thinking about there at 12 for these Cowboys? Do you like the comp, Will Chuck?
I don't mind that, because he's all about the bend, the twitchiness. He's an excellent pass rusher. I've just got massive questions of, if I'm an offensive lineman, if he's on the field, or if I'm an offensive coordinator, I'm running right at him. Yeah. And I think I can totally eliminate him from the game.
Kind of sounds a little bit like Randy in that way, though. But this kid's like really straight line speed. And that's kind of what Randy was. I think this is pretty fair. But I think this kid is actually stronger than what Randy, because you could see him, like, you can see him walk bigger guys. Mm-hmm. You know, watching the Oklahoma and the Alabama games, he's walking their linemen back. Mm. So, yeah, I would say he's probably stronger than what Randy was at Nebraska.
Okay, there's the first nine. Maybe we'll have time for more a little bit later on in the broadcast, but it's time now for Woolchuck's NFL News of the Day. What are you teasing, buddy?
Travis Hunter's NFL position reveal. The New York City split is official, and one AFC challenger is swinging big to try and get this quarterback. That's next in the Nation.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees.
Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.